Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Kirsten Holmberg, and I titled our reading, Running from God. Julie and Liz kayaked off the coast of California, scouting for humpback whales. Humpbacks are known for being active near the surface, making them easy to spot. The two women got the surprise of their lives when one surfaced directly underneath them. An onlooker caught footage of their encounter that showed the large mouth of the whale dwarfing the women and their kayaks. After briefly going underwater, the women escaped unharmed. Their experience offers perspective on the biblical account of the prophet Jonah being swallowed by a huge fish. God had instructed him to preach to the Ninevites, but because they'd rejected God, Jonah didn't feel they were worthy of his forgiveness. Instead of obeying, he ran away and took passage on a ship. God sent a dangerous storm, and he was thrown overboard. God provided a way to preserve Jonah from certain death on the high seas, sparing him the far worse consequences of his actions. Jonah called to the Lord, and God listened. After Jonah admitted his wrongdoing and expressed his praise and acknowledgement of God's goodness, he was, at God's command, expelled from the fish onto dry land. By God's grace, when we acknowledge our sin and express faith in Jesus' sacrifice, we're spared the spiritual death we deserve and experience new life through him. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Jonah chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, "In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You hurled me into the depths, into the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, 'I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple.' The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever. But you, Lord my God, brought my life up from the pit. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them. But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say, 'Salvation comes from the Lord.'" And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Let's pray. Father God, we acknowledge our wrongdoings, and thank you for providing for us a new life through Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Kirsten Holmberg, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.